Something to live for. Because we know not the exact time of his coming, we are commanded to watch. See. Those who watch for the Lord's coming are not waiting in idle expectancy. They are purifying their souls by obedience to the truth. With vigilant watching they combine earnest working. Their zeal is quickened to cooperate with divine intelligences in working for the salvation of souls. They are declaring the truth that is now specially applicable. As Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Moses each declared the truth for his time, so will Christ's servants now give the special warning for their generation. But Christ brings to view another class, if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him. The evil servant does not say that Christ will not come. But by his actions and words he declares that the Lord's coming is delayed. He banishes from the minds of others the conviction that the Lord is coming quickly. His influence confirms men in their worldliness and stupor. Earthly passions, corrupt thoughts, take possession of the mind. The evil servant smites his fellow servants, accusing and condemning those who are faithful to their master. He mingles with the world, and with the world he is taken in the snare. The Lord of that servant shall come, in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. The advent of Christ will surprise the false teachers. Upon all who make this world their home, the day of God will come as a snare, as a prowling thief. Full of rioting, full of godless pleasure, the world is asleep in carnal security. Men laugh at warnings. Tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. We will go deeper into pleasure-loving. But Christ says, I come as a thief. When the scorner has become presumptuous, when the routine of money-making is carried on without regard to principle, when the student is eagerly seeking knowledge of everything but his Bible, Christ comes as a thief. The signs of the times are ominous. Coming events cast their shadows before. The Spirit of God is withdrawing from the earth, and calamity follows calamity. Where is security? There is assurance in nothing human or earthly. There are those who are waiting, watching, and working for our Lord's appearing. Another class are falling into line under the generalship of the first great apostate. The crisis is stealing gradually upon us. The sun shines in the heavens, passing over its usual round. Men are still eating and drinking, planting and building. Merchants are still buying and selling. Men are contending for the highest place. Pleasure lovers are crowding to theaters, horse races, gambling hells. The highest excitement prevails, yet probation's hour is fast closing, and every case is about to be eternally decided. Satan has set all his agencies at work that men may be deceived, occupied, and entranced until the door of mercy is forever shut. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.